I got my brother a special birthday present, but he just ran away when he was supposed to open it.
Sounds like your little brother was overwhelmed with all the attention. We can all be that way sometimes. Hi, and welcome to Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. This week has been so busy for me. I have my brother's birthday party, a big test at school, and a church retreat this weekend. I feel so overwhelmed. Do you ever feel that way too? Well, if you do, remember this. God is always right there with you in the chaos. In Matthew 28, verse 20, Jesus encouraged his disciples by saying, "Be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." And now our story. It's called The Party. "Happy birthday, Jake," Elizabeth said, handing her younger brother his present. It was beautifully wrapped up in superhero paper. "Hope you like it." They were having a party outside in the garden for him with some families from church. Jake glanced up before giving a loud shriek and yelling. He left the package on the table and ran inside. Dad followed him. "What have I done? Why doesn't he want my gift?" Elizabeth asked, blushing. "I saved up my pocket money to buy him something special. Now he's crying and run off." "Darling, you haven't done anything," Mom said. "He's tired. You know he doesn't like change. It's all been too much for him having so many people around. It's not your fault." Elizabeth couldn't concentrate on the conversations around her. Her thoughts rattled with the memory of Jake and his outburst. "Why did I even bother?" she thought crossly, taking the unopened gift and throwing it on a chair. Soon, Dad calmed Jake down and brought him outside again. Elizabeth struggled to taste the party food she usually loved and was glad when all the visitors had left. Dad took Jake upstairs to get ready for his bedtime story and prayers. "Are you okay, sweetheart?" Mom asked, picking up the unopened gift. "Dad and I are both proud of you and your efforts to make this a special day for your brother." "I'm disappointed, I guess," Elizabeth sighed. "I know feeling overwhelmed is part of Jake's condition, but I wish he'd opened my gift. I was so excited about it." "I know, sweetheart. Your brother is tired, but tomorrow he'll be refreshed and still have your present to look forward to. I'm sure he'll treasure it." Mom gave her a hug. Life can feel overwhelming for all of us sometimes, but like Jake, we still have wonderful gifts from God that we can enjoy. He fills our lives with blessings, and no matter what we're going through, we can always enjoy the greatest gift of all, the love and presence of Jesus, who understands how we feel and promises to help us through our struggles. Elizabeth smiled as she thought about the gift from God she could enjoy every day, a relationship with his son, Jesus. So how about you? Do you ever feel overwhelmed by what's going on in your life? Even in the midst of struggles, you can enjoy the many blessings God wants to give you. Out of love, God sent his son Jesus to repair the damaged relationship we had with him. Because of that gift, we never have to face our struggles alone. Jesus is always with us, and he brings new blessings into our lives every day. Our key verse is Matthew 28:20.
"Be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age."
And our key thought for today, enjoy God's blessings. I loved climbing the tree in my family's backyard with a book and getting some time just to myself to read. I have a lot of great memories in that oak tree. And this year, you can create your own great memories with the Word with Zach Summer Reading Program. Just find your favorite spot in your house and read the Keys for Kids story and Bible verses every day, and you could win the Mega Family Game Night Basket. Learn about all the prizes by going to wordwithzach.org. That's wordwithzach.org. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.